This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
There will be restrictions on El Dorado with one lane open in each direction. They expect to be done by the summer of next year. The inaugural performance of That's What She Said, showcasing personal stories from women who have shaped the Macon County community, sold over 600 tickets. The Heart of Illinois Community Foundation brought the national program to Macon County after seeing its success in other places. It featured 10 local women who shared their personal stories on stage in a bold and vulnerable performance. Don't forget to visit our website, nowdecatur.com.
He doesn't want a federal abortion law. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News. Former President Trump has detailed his abortion policy about 7 months before a rematch with President Biden, saying now that the Supreme Court has undone a woman's right to abortion,
the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land.
The presumptive GOP presidential nominee posting this video to Truth Social.
It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month.
Elsewhere in the video, Trump also highlighting his action while in office, which eventually led to the abolition of Roe versus Wade, the most influential abortion ruling this country has seen in decades.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. Now, that remains a big campaign issue for Democrats who blame Trump appointees for that ruling and have successfully blocked abortion bans in several states. President Biden's found another way around a Supreme Court ruling that blocked his massive student loan forgiveness plan last year. He'll go to Wisconsin today, touting more debt relief for millions more Americans.
The White House is going to try to forgive loan balances for those who have up to $20,000 more than they originally borrowed because of higher interest rates, and it would cancel loans automatically for people who are eligible for public service loan forgiveness.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. Another issue on a Boeing jet. A Southwest Airlines flight had to turn around after takeoff in Denver yesterday when an engine cover flew off and hit a wing. Nobody was hurt, but the passengers got to Houston 3 hours late after having to get on a different plane. A lot of Americans will put on special glasses this afternoon and look right at the sun as the moon eclipses it.
I'm hoping to get some interesting shots of during the totality.
We missed the one in 2017 that came through our town. Looked it up and we were like, okay, well, the next one is in 2024. We're going to Arkansas.
They're in Little Rock, one of the areas where it'll be a full eclipse, and 100-plus mile path of totality stretching from Texas to Maine. There won't be another one in the U.S. till 2044. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than what we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with a proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
The new Trump abortion policy statement comes after a big weekend fundraiser.
A well-attended fundraising dinner on Saturday night at President Trump's home in Palm Beach raised more than $50 million. Politico reports the former president hosted nearly 120 guests for dinner and speeches, and those guests were asked to donate as much as $800,000 to attend. The fundraising comes just as the Biden campaign has been touting how much more they've raised than the former president. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Country star Morgan Wallen is facing felony charges in Nashville. He was booked then released early this morning after Wallen was arrested late last night for reckless endangerment, accused of throwing a chair off a rooftop Nashville bar. It landed a few feet away from a couple of police officers, six stories below. It's sentencing day for an actor in New York facing up to a year in prison.
Jonathan Majors' star was on the rise. He had a Marvel film and a lead in a franchise spinoff and was coming off a featured role in Creed 3 opposite Michael B. Jordan, but his career came to a screeching halt when he was found guilty of misdemeanor assault in the third degree, recklessly causing physical injury as well as harassment in the second degree in a domestic violence case related to an alleged fight between him and former girlfriend Grace Jabari in New York City last year. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up slightly, coming off the worst week for the Dow in more than a year. The March Madness ends tonight with the NCAA National Men's Title Game. Purdue will try to prevent Connecticut from repeating as champs. In women's basketball, South Carolina finished a perfect undefeated season, beating Iowa 87-75 on ABC.
Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games, that we appreciate you.
South Carolina coach Dawn Staley. Clark, the all-time leading college scorer, had 30 points in her final game for Iowa. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Mose. Join us at Britlinger and Earl Funeral Homes for our open door session, April 18th at 11:30 or 6, where we're hosting an important conversation about prearrangements and preparing for the talk of a lifetime. Discover the peace of mind that comes with planning ahead and ensuring your wishes are honored. Our caring experts will help you start a discussion, answering any questions you may have along the way. Reserve your seat today and take the first step towards a meaningful conversation that will benefit you and your loved ones for years to come. Britlinger and Earl Funeral Homes, here for you every step of the way.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 74. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 51. For Tuesday, partly sunny, high near 68. And Wednesday, a chance of showers, partly sunny and a high of 68. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 49 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06. This Look at Your Weather brought to you by Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. A lot to get to in this final hour. We'll preview tonight's NCAA championship game. What do Dolly Parton and Tom Petty have in common? We'll tell you, plus details from the F1 race next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, it seems like we just had that conversation about Morgan Wallen, what, a couple of weeks ago, right before the start of the tournament?
Yes. Yep. Based on they asked the
coaches who their favorite artists were.
That's right.
And Brad Underwood had said that Morgan Wallen was his.
Right.
And I don't know much about the country music world, and I don't read sort of the gossip stuff, so I didn't realize that he had gone so far to rehabilitate an image or whatever it might be. I mean, I knew he's had a lot of success selling records, but the idea that maybe he's got his act together or figured out, you know, being young and stupid, sort of came crashing down to the street from six floors above in Nashville, where he was arrested. I love when they, when the representative say he's cooperating fully with authorities. Yeah, he's in jail. If that's called cooperation now.
Well, he's not adding resisting arrest to his resume there.
What a dumb move. Yeah. 10:30 at night. Lunge a chair off a six-floor rooftop party that comes within 3 feet of hitting two police officers. We're on the sixth floor.
You would literally kill somebody.
I could. Do a lot of damage. Yep. And not just to police officers, but people in general. Probably, if you've ever been down to Lower Broadway, I mean, this is not a non-crowded place, right? I don't know. But it's funny because we had just talked about that not all that long ago, and there you go. And he was in the news too. Well, his fans were over the weekend. He played Indianapolis, I think. Am I right? Was it Indianapolis?
It's only vaguely on my head.
Anyway, he said something about he owned the record for fastest sellout, at least till Taylor Swift gets there next year. And the whole audience booed Taylor Swift. And I mean, to his credit, he goes, "We need to boo." I think he was just making a joke like, "Hey, we got tonight."
Right. And then the Queen's going to come take it.
Yeah. I don't think he meant anything by it, but the fan base didn't seem to be too happy about it. But I guess, you know, what are you going to do?
I just looked. His top song, 826 million plays on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Almost a billion.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm. But not huge enough to give you carte blanche to be the world's biggest a-hole continually. And I tell you one, you know, at least the National Police Department doesn't care about that. And we'll see. But I love the cooperating fully with the authorities. Meaning he's not staging a jailbreak. I mean, what does that even mean? Cooperating fully. Yeah. He rode in the back of the car with the handcuffs on him and got booked. Cooperated fully. If you ever get arrested, I hope you get credit for the cooperating fully part.
I cooperated fully, Your Honor.
Oh, thankfully no one was hurt. Okay. So we have literally, I have to ask you why, and evidently this is a thing, but the game programs at the Final Fours, like the souvenir program, TSA has said don't put those in your carry-on luggage.
I don't know. Is there some kind of foil or something that's setting off scanners?
Well, this is the strange thing. And I had never, I mean, this was a new story to me, right?
Yeah.
When I think about it, and I haven't seen the actual game programs, but you kind of know what
I have taken game programs hundreds of times on planes.
Okay. Fans at the NCAA Men's Basketball Final Four in Glendale, Arizona have been advised not to fly home with game programs placed in their checked baggage. The NCAA posted a notice at State Farm Stadium during Saturday's semifinals with the following message. Please note, if you have an official NCAA Men's Final Four game program and are flying, TSA advises you place your game program in your carry-on baggage. Do not place the game programs in your checked baggage. The TSA has determined that the thickness and type of glossy paper that is used creates a bulk mass that has to be hand inspected.
It blocks it out.
In most cases, and will cause potential delays to the security screening process.
Makes sense. Yep. So basically it is like a shield to the items that are underneath. They'll need to pull the bag out. And
so when the bag goes through the X-ray machine, it just looks like a blank.
Yep.
They can't see mm-hmm. what's underneath.
Yeah, it looked like a brick is covering it up.
Oh.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. And I always carry mine on, but I totally get that. And with the paper having so many layers,
just wouldn't have occurred to me.
Me neither. But it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a very old-fashioned thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like to now become like a security thing at an airport. And we've been doing security things since 9/11, you know, that this is the first time I've ever read this.
Yeah, I've never heard that, but I'm sure it's probably been said before. And I'm sure it's pulled some bags out. I'm certain of it.
Well, I wouldn't think there would be a warning issued if it hadn't.
Right.
And anyway, so no matter how big and heavy, put it in your carry-on because they could just check the bag.
You probably want to do that anyway if you're bringing home as a collectible. You want it clanking around back there.
Yeah, I think I would put it, though. I you put it in the bottom, you know, where it's flat, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, just don't do that if you're – and I'm assuming if that's the program, it'd be like just about any program mm-hmm. for anything.
Yeah.
What do they do for the UFL or whatever it's called? Is there something like that available to you on Saturday?
No.
Okay.
They don't even clean the stadium. It was bad.
Really?
It's embarrassing. I'll show you a photo.
What would they have cleaned it from?
Monster truck rally from however long. I mean, it is – St. Louis got to step it up.
You say St. Louis. What do you mean by St. Louis?
Whoever owns that building.
Okay, well, so like,
but I think the city might have some ownership in it.
Okay.
They've got to clean that place up. It's janky. I mean, look.
What's it called now?
The Dome of the Americas or something like that.
Okay.
Janky.
So, like,
I'm not exaggerating. It's not like, oh, man, it's a little. They didn't pick up from last night's concert. Nope, it is filth.
Really?
Filth.
the Dome at America's Center.
America's Center, yep.
Is the I'm just trying to see who owns it. It was Trans World Dome.
That's right, TWA.
Probably somebody got
Edward
mad
about Jones bought. Was the name you sponsor.
Stepped on my, I had a trans joke I was going to make there, but go right ahead. It was Edward Jones Dome when I don't mean a trans joke about trans. I mean about people being offended. So when the Rams were there, it was the Edward Jones Dome, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was kind of what I remember it being.
Yeah. And in the later years.
Then
it was the TWA Dome when the Rams
from 95 to 2001. Mm-hmm. And then 2002 to 2016, it was the Edward Jones Dome.
Yeah.
And then, so they relocated in 1995.
The Rams.
Yes, and they spent 12 years there.
Yeah, I went to the Falcons game that year.
Yeah, and then departing after the 2015 season, the St. Louis Battlehawks of the United Football League began playing at the stadium in early 2020. With Battle Hawk fans referring to it as the Battle Dome, but it's technically the Dome at America's Center. I'm just trying to see if I can figure out who owns it.
I don't know.
It holds 82,000 people. You said there's like 40,000 or so, whatever there. That's a big enough crowd to clean the stadium.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Take a little bit of that profit from this weekend before the next game and just send a cleaning crew in.
Yeah, I wonder what would have been there. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's probably a schedule somewhere, but that seems really strange.
Yeah, I'm not exaggerating. The other stuff I can look past, the fact that it's like high school level concession stand, you know, and the decor is dated. Fine, it's just a bit fine. I'm fine with all that. Clean my seat.
Yeah.
What am I doing getting dust on my kicks?
What does a ticket cost, ballpark, to go see a game?
Probably $50 is a good standard number, and you could pay higher to sit closer on the sidelines and
but 50 cheaper up. Is you expect clean.
Yeah, 40,000 people, times 50.
Yeah.
It's $200,000 minimum.
And they're still doing, it looks like Pink is coming.
Yeah.
It looks like just there recently, Metallica, Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. The facility could be rented. If, let's say they were to get an NFL team, which they would not, they could, in theory, tighten that place up with some new paint, a few things, and it'd be fine. It'd be completely fine. But if you're going to use it for large events, get the hose out.
Hard to disagree with that.
Get the hose out. I mean, it was embarrassing.
I'm sorry you had that experience.
It's all right. It was good. It was a good experience overall. It's just, come on. People are coming over, tidy the place
up. The bare minimum.
That's all I'm talking about.
Of point of purchase is you have a clean experience.
Yeah. And I'm giving them grace on all the others. They're not a living, breathing football stadium anymore. I don't need you to bring in top end vendors for food and all that. That's okay.
Yeah.
Just clean your floor.
Yeah.
Seats. Clean the seats at least. How about the seats? Can I at least get a clean seat next time?
I love how you just keep dropping your expectations.
I'm going to send my guy a note, my season ticket holder rep, and I'm going to say, can I get a clean seat?
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I think that you should probably have that experience no matter what you pay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But at the level that they're charging for whatever the value is.
Proud of it and it's working.
Yeah. Basically, I know it was two leagues combining, but it's still an upstart league, it is. Right?
Yeah. And the NFL's taking notice. They're using some of their rules. Mike Pereira's the head official, of it. It's names that player, and it's good. League owner, The Rock's ex-wife, Danny, was there in St. Louis. Rock a little busy.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, it's a big deal. Just get it right.
Yeah. Did I see him get into it with a fan?
He's been doing a lot of stuff.
Lately. No. I mean, this one, felt for real. On his way out of an event.
I don't know how to answer that because he's been blurring the lines in a way that I can't, without going into a longer conversation, the lines have been forever blurred. I mean, there are people's little kids go they're filming kids crying and saying they'll never watch Moana again because of Maui. He blurred the lines in a masterful way at maybe an expense to his personal brand, but it's maybe some of the best heel work that's ever been done.
Okay, so then make that make sense, because he's been in the news just a couple of things over the weekend. One was this he was walking out. Mm-hmm. It looked spontaneous to me that mm-hmm. the fan yelled something, and he went over to him and used the F-bomb.
He's been doing that.
And, you know, it didn't look fake to me. You know what I mean? Yes. Maybe it was. I don't know. It didn't seem obvious fake. And then he was in the news this weekend for apologizing for endorsing Joe Biden last time around, and that he would not be doing any endorsements this time around because he wants to unite, not divide America.
Okay.
I thought that was a weird apology.
I don't know.
Like almost playing to a crowd without really playing. I mean, you don't overtly really say anything, but you let the other half over here know.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
By omission or whatever.
Maybe I'm overreading it, but it doesn't seem to me like the guy's that spontaneous. I mean, there seems to always be some sort of motive to doing whatever. I mean, he's pretty smart that way.
Look, you asked me this maybe 4 months ago, I'd be like, I would have a definitive answer. He has been doing stuff on TV and then on his social media that has confused everybody because he's leaning in so hard to being a villain, that was forced on him, and he's leaned into.
How is it forced on him?
Because he was going, and I don't want, thank you for indulging me with the WrestleMania talk. There was a path for Dusty Rhodes' son to be in the main event of this WrestleMania and win it. Dwayne Johnson becomes on the board of TKO, which owns WWE. And then 2 months, 3 months before, it was January, he shows up and just inserts himself into the main event of the biggest spectacle in wrestling. And the fans rejected it outright. They all thought he was going to show up and like, oh, we get The Rock. Good. This is great. And they came out. He came out and got booed to the point where the whole fan base just basically changed the whole landscape of it.
Why?
Because they had invested years in this story arc of Cody Rhodes, and they were behind the good guy and were finally going to get the bad guy beat.
Yeah.
And then The Rock comes in and goes, it's all about me. I'm not here ever. And fans said, no.
Okay.
Right. Imagine the season finale of your favorite show and some other guy just walks in and hijacks it.
I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah.
But what I don't know about him is that I know him well, at least the brand, and I've never watched a minute of him doing the wrestling thing. So mm-hmm. it makes no difference to me. When he's got such a large audience outside of that arena, and I'm not knocking the size of that arena, it's gigantic, but why?
Because
why is that carrying over into the rest of his brand?
Because it is his primary source of income now that he owns.
Is it?
Yeah, he owns the name of The Rock now as part of his thing. He is a board of directors. He probably made unbelievable amounts.
Can he do whatever he wants to do in Hollywood or anywhere else?
This is his roots.
Okay.
Also,
I thought he tried very hard to get out of his roots and to get to a bigger platform, meaning not just wrestling.
He kind of double dealed, but he came back home for
okay.
this. In the dome, here's one last funny thing. They had ads around the ribbon, the digital LED board yeah. ribbon, and it looked like an intern was just slapping logos up on it. And then the two brands that he has, Zoa and Terramana, his tequila.
Uh-huh.
Full-fledged animated video ads, perfectly sized and scale and moving. And then it's like McDonald's, and it's just the arches pasted there.
Okay. I think it's, you know, politicians were famous for doing this for years and years and years. You would go home to your district and say one thing, and then you'd go to Washington, D.C. and do another,
yeah.
right? And back in the days where you just had a 30-minute newscast or a newspaper story, I mean, there was no way for the voters really to catch you
That's
doing
right.
that.
Right.
And then they can't do that anymore because
right.
everything's documented and those worlds collide, and you can't just sort of – Tom Daschle got voted out of office for this very reason, and people didn't think it was possible because he'd go to his district and just be this blue
sure.
dog middle of the road, then go out to D.C. and do the exact opposite. Dick Durbin used to do the same thing all the time. You can't do that today.
Right.
And so I felt like some of this is some of that. Like thinking you can live in both worlds and not have it spill over And it probably wouldn't for me. I liked his show Ballers on HBO. I'm not a big fan of the movies. You know, he does kind of the stuff that's not in my wheelhouse, but I've always liked him.
Yeah. And here's the hard part was while he's dropping F-bombs and just, you know, blowing cities up as he shows up and talking smack about him, he's then like getting like unfortunate people tickets and doing the nice guy stuff at the same time. And it's like, oh, we are confused. Do we boo or cheer?
I know. And I think the strength that he had was maybe I felt like more of an authentic personality and connection to people. And if he's going to do this thing, try to be everything to everyone, even as big as he is, I just don't think that strategy works.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He was amazing injection into the story. And
for the wrestling fans. I'm talking about for everybody else.
Yeah, I wonder if he did damage to it.
I'm just saying, when you come out, I thought it was weird. I mean, you could say I'm just not going to endorse anyone. I don't think you have to apologize.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, that
feels like I'm trying to build a bridge to somewhere.
Yeah.
Without overtly doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but the cussing out a fan or whatever, I'm sure
that it might have been. It didn't feel staged to me.
Right. And that has been this ride that you're like, he just slapped a dude on TV.
Yeah.
How?
Just wondering why he thinks this is the role to take on at this point in his life. I mean, there was talk, and I mean, I think it's silly talk, but there was talk about him running for president of the United States of America.
He's that famous.
Yeah, but you don't lean into the villain.
Arnold did.
Oh. What do you mean Arnold did?
Arnold played bad guys and stuff.
When?
And actually, no, he didn't.
What are you talking about?
No, Predator was the bad guy in that one.
Universe? And he ran for governor of California. It's a big difference.
Well, he couldn't run for president.
No, he could. All right, let's take a break. Zach Edey, by the way, can't get NIL money. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
He's Canadian.
So it makes him ineligible?
Mm-hmm.
I need to look into that. I don't understand that.
I just found that out over the weekend in some sort of side peripheral story of reading about the men's, you know, championship game, that there are U.S. laws. So, you know, you get a lot of people who come play.
Oh, because, all right, that makes sense.
Yeah, but it seems completely unfair.
That they can't figure out a way to make it happen.
Well, I mean, the NCAA is recruiting them from Canada. Right? I'm sure it's something they'll fix because, I mean, that guy is as big an image as you have right now in college basketball.
Right.
And he can't capitalize that at all. Uh-uh. All right. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 51. For Tuesday, partly sunny, high near 68. And Wednesday, 40% chance of showers, partly sunny, and a high near 68 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 51 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:27.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Early bird drawing is April 12th, and final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
What can Dell Brown Services do for you?
Dell Brown Services can do just about anything for you. A variety of hauling and delivery. You need that old carpet hauled away?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Have a basement or garage full of items that need cleaned out?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Dell Brown Services, offering delivery from all major chain stores, cleanup, and removal of unwanted items from your home. Need it hauled or delivered? Dell Brown Services is who you call. We are fully insured and reliable.
Call Dell Brown Services today at 521-9495.
At Busey Wealth Management, we're proud to partner with individuals, families, and foundations, ensuring possibilities become achievements. From preserving and enhancing your assets to securing your legacy for future generations, we're focused on your success. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. When you're ready to get out and prep your yard for spring, we get you the right products at the right prices. Right now, rewards members get a free $15 gift card with a $100 purchase of Scotch products, $30 instant savings on a 21-inch Craftsman push mower powered by a Briggs & Stratton engine. Plus, shop new spring styles of Carhartt, Ariat, and Wrangler clothing or footwear. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Legislation is advancing in Springfield that would reopen cold cases and provide more transparency on homicide investigations. One proposal would allow family members to petition law enforcement to review unsolved murder cases after 3 years of inactivity. The Illinois Sheriff's Association opposes that measure. The bill passed out of a House committee on a party line vote. It's headed to the House floor. April is Safe Digging Month. The Illinois Commerce Commission is reminding citizens to call 811 before starting any digging projects. The ICC emphasizes calling 811, a free service provided by JULI, Joint Utility Locating Information for Excavators, to locate and mark any utility lines before digging. If you don't call 811, you'll be risking service disruptions and serious safety hazards. More stories, podcasts, and videos at nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Former President Trump reveals his abortion policy this morning.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land. In this case, the law of the state.
Mr. Trump in a video posted on his Truth Social platform. It's known as the Brickyard, but the only race at the famed venue today takes place in the sky.
People starting to shuffle into the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. If that picture is indicative of the way this day is going to go, then I think we're in luck for that 306 total eclipse. 3 minutes and 51 seconds is the projected time it may last.
That is Fox Weather's Robert Ray at the famed Speedway. America's listening to Fox News.
At Brinkotter Realtors, we understand that no two clients are the same, and neither are their goals. We believe in getting to know you, your needs, your preferences, and your lifestyle. Why? Because you deserve more than a home. You deserve a place where memories are made, relationships are cherished, and comfort is found. From the moment you step into our world, your dreams become our purpose, and your goals, our mission. Discover the difference at Brinkotter Realtors. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Join us on May 4th from 12 till 5 p.m. at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater for an exciting Decatur Park District Arts Jamboree. Unleash your creative side as you paint pots, create art, make friendship bracelets, shop the plant sale, preview arts programs, and more. Be sure to mark your calendars and gather your friends and family for a day full of artistic enjoyment at the Arts Jamboree. For more information, visit DecaturParks.org or visit our Facebook page.
Affordable Dentures and Implants Practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful day for the eclipse.
That's right. It'll be sunny for most of it. And there will be a high of 74. Then tonight, partly cloudy, low of 51. For Tuesday, partly sunny, high near 68. And Wednesday, 40% chance of showers, partly sunny, and a high near 68 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 51 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:33.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good for LeBron James. I don't know if you saw his tweet today, but as we were leading up to this championship game on the women's side, there had been a noticeable turn with some people in and around women's basketball, sort of starting to pile on the other way other than praise with the Caitlin Clark thing. you know, the Lynette Woodard shows up.
Oh, and, that there's too much of it, the oversaturation and the humbug.
We got to start tearing down now. Okay. We've built up enough.
Okay.
Diana Taurasi, you know, making some comments about, okay, it's one thing you're playing with 18-year-olds. Now you got to go play with grown women. It's like, okay. Some of it just comes off to me as just jealousy. You know, a little bitter, you know, because you played just as hard, practiced just as hard, put all the same work into it, and the game didn't have the elevation that it has today. And I think it's understandable. Mm-hmm. I get it, right? Mm-hmm. Whoever carries the torch early rarely gets the recognition they deserve.
That's right.
And that's just life. Not fair. But then there's just some stuff, right? Like it just starts to kind of feel like, oh, well, now we're going to hate a little. We've been building up too long. And LeBron just tweeted out, if you don't rock with Caitlin Clark's game, you're just a flat out hater. Stay far away from them people, please.
Nice.
So he's going to keep consistent with his message mm-hmm. that she's incredibly good for basketball and lifting up women everywhere. And this game is something to be celebrated. And don't do the same stupid thing that men do, right? Mm-hmm. Don't be build them up and then tear them down.
Right.
And there's just been a noticeable bit of that. I think people were happy she lost that game yesterday. Some people, many, many, many other people were disappointed.
Yeah.
I wasn't disappointed because I kind of knew. I mean, if you're realistic about the two teams, they were the underdog.
Yeah, a little disappointed they didn't. You didn't get the underdog victory and to finish the story and the perfect bow. But yes, it was as expected.
But to me, that doesn't diminish mm-hmm. anything that she did. And now, kind of people, I think, are using that as the wedge in to sort of kind of cause that dialogue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's just mean spirited.
It is.
There's just no denying. Because the other teams playing are fantastic, and I've enjoyed every single game. But when they got to the Final Four, that other game didn't have half the ratings
No.
that her game had.
Nope. Yeah, and that's apples to apples in Yep. that way.
Same day.
Yeah, same day. Literally back to back. LeBron, in the weeks running up to this, has been pretty vocal, consistent and vocal. He was listing off some of his favorite players that he likes to watch in the women's college and knew – about them and their styles and everything. And he taught me something that I didn't know. Sabrina Ionescu, that's now in the WNBA, she's the one that took the three-pointer competition with Steph Curry. Her shoes, the Sabrina ones,
yeah,
are worn by like one of the top five most worn shoes in the NBA.
Right.
Yeah. And some of them getting their own special colorways of her shoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So there's just, if you're in women's basketball or you're a fan of women's basketball or supporter, there is no downside
No.
to Caitlin Clark.
Mm-mm. No.
But haters are going to hate. You know how that works.
Yeah. She's been great for the, and for, I'm a basketball fan. It's great that people are tuning into so much basketball.
But here's why I stayed with it, even though I figured, I mean, I told Lindsay, I'm like, they're not going to win tomorrow. She's like, well, why? I'm like, I didn't think they would. I mean, it's just too daunting. Nine, you know, player rotation, the height, all of that. But when Iowa plays really well, that team, mm-hmm. is fun to watch.
That's right.
Because they do the full court passes. They do the, I mean, they're a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun. And there was one point that I got a big kick out of when I was watching the game. And in the first quarter, they looked unbeatable. I mean, yep. She dropped 18 points in that first quarter, and they were all over them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept still thinking to myself, is that – can you do this for four quarters?
Yep.
Yeah, and I really just didn't think so. But when you look at Hannah Stahlke blocked one of Cardoso's shots – and all the way running back to the court, there was this grin trying to get out on her face, and she mm-hmm. was trying to like hold it in, yeah. kind of rolled her eyes, and like it was just a great moment. Yep. She's so likable. She's only a sophomore.
Yeah, that's cool.
But next year, Iowa's not going to be. I mean, they're not going to. Even though that team was so much fun to watch, but they had like four graduating, you know, seniors. I mean, it's not going to translate back to Iowa next year.
Well, there's one factor that may. There will be some people that want to come to Iowa because that's where Caitlin was. That system. I mean, so there yes. will be an effect.
There will be, but it's, I mean, you're going to see, you'll watch the impact even in the Big Ten. Yeah.
They'll come back to the pack, barring a huge infusion of freshman talent.
So why in the world would you be against it? I get Petty, oh, the basketball's different size, the 3-point line. I mean, that's sports, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, are you going to be able to go back and test Babe Ruth for performance-enhancing drugs? I mean, that does. This is in every single sport that's ever been played.
Yeah, they might get to the point, you know, just in the evolution of the physicality and the size of the women, a good amount of them, that they standardize this thing. And basketball's basketball with the ball and the 3-point arc.
But my point is this. It was a long time ago. Take Lynette Woodard out of the question, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go Pete Maravich. There were a lot of men over a lot of years that had the opportunity with a 3-point line and everything else that didn't break that record.
That's right.
Yeah, period.
Exactly right. Yeah, it's not like Pete Maravich or the other Woodard. Their records are now like 35th overall.
No. And
they're still right there.
And there were a lot of women that played since the 1980s.
Yeah, with those opportunities.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it didn't happen.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So, anywho, good on LeBron. He's been consistent throughout all this. And I think he is a smart enough marketing guy that he understands, you know, that, look, hate if you want, but this is nothing but good for basketball.
That's right. Did you see his son announced for the draft?
I did. I think he'll be going back to the portal and going to another school.
Yeah, might as well explore his options, see what's out there. And, it's pretty
smart. I just don't understand, and I'm not a hater because I don't know the kid at all, right? Yeah. I'm not a USC fan or not. I mean, you know, just looking at stats and stuff, I just don't know why him, out of all of these men I've been watching in this tournament, you know, thinks they would be.
That's the loudest car that we have.
Or a car, a motorcycle, whatever. I guess motorcycle.
It's the loudest vehicle that's ever gone by here during a
Mr.
show.
Mr. Harley, man, thank you. I just don't know why, other than his dad, why he thinks he would be a draft pick, having played so little.
You would have to think that they have the data to at least say that people are interested.
You don't think that it's.
It might be nepotism.
Yeah. I'm not even saying nepotism. I'm not saying LeBron's picking up a phone going, draft my kid. I just think if that's not his name, if that's not his dad, he's one of 300 basketball players in this country.
But he was really special prior to his heart condition.
Yeah.
And so, they're exploring it, and they must have enough.
Right. Look, good for him. And if he can use it, I don't have any.
His agent's the same as LeBron's. It's Rich Paul from Clutch.
Yeah. And
so he's not going to put him out there to be embarrassed. Wouldn't you think?
That says one thing to me and one thing only, that somewhere there's a deal to do something, if that's the case.
I mean, maybe. But NBA teams don't have room to tuck a guy on a roster.
But they don't have
to 12 spots.
But they don't have to put him on the roster. They could put him in the league under. I mean, you could still draft a player and not put them on the roster. I mean, there's all kinds of things that could happen with that. I just think with NIL, financially, he's probably better off, you know, maybe even staying at USC and playing in a high-profile program and making all the money he's got, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you're a better draft selection a year down the road.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm not rooting against the kid.
Yeah.
Me all right. Neither. F1.
Nice.
It was on like midnight or something live, from Japan. So I did go with the recording, but I stayed away from all the stuff. But, you know, 7:30 a.m. on Sunday, I'm watching the F1 race from Japan. I watched actually qualifying the day before. Good on Sergio. I mean, he was only 1/600th off Max's time in qualifying. That's tight.
That was crazy.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's never even finished top 10 in qualifying in Japan.
Oh, he did great.
And he did. And he had a great race.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about Carlos Sainz? I know what they're doing, and I'm not questioning what they're doing. I think if you've got the opportunity to get Lewis Hamilton, you
gotta take it.
Just not because he's gonna win. I just don't know if those days are past him. I know the Mercedes hasn't been a great car the last number of years, but he also just doesn't seem to be what he used to be. And maybe it's just the car. Maybe it is. Maybe Ferrari will be a turnaround. But man, you gotta, like, have some second thoughts, right?
Carlos Sainz is like my third favorite driver with the two that are going to be in the seat next time. So it's tough. It's like makes me kind of sad every time he does well because it's like, oh, I wish we had three seats.
Charles is only 4 points ahead of him and he missed an entire race.
No.
He's been unbelievable.
I know he
has. Is this three podiums and a win?
Yep. Podiumed every time he's raced.
That's pretty impressive, and I'm glad for him. Uh-huh. As a Ferrari fan, I understand you, but I'm glad that he's really making the case to be, you know, a number one or a really strong, because he'll land on his feet.
I will root for him wherever he goes. Yes. He's a good guy, and he tries really hard.
I just don't know where he fits, and also where he fits. If it's not Red Bull, it's going to be a demotion just in car.
Right. It's not Red Bull, and it's not McLaren. You're right. Aston Martin's probably the closest thing to giving him a car, but I mean, that's only if Alonso goes over to Mercedes or something.
Why can't they get rid of Stroll? Hey, the dad's selling off a bunch of this stuff, right?
Maybe.
I mean, why would you keep Lance Stroll and let Fernando Alonso go somewhere else?
He might make that decision on his own, and so then you don't have to. Talk about nepotism.
Yes.
I mean, Lance is a great driver. He's just not.
He's not a great driver.
He's one of the 20 best in the world. He's just not a top.
I'm not sure he's one of the 20 best in the world. He's got three more points than Oliver Bearman.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's a quality driver. He is not a championship driver. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, so
safely. He's not a championship
driver. I'm just telling you, there's an 18-year-old kid who raced in one race and has 6 points to Lance's 4 races and 9 points. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure he's the best of the top, or in the top 20 in the world. He's in the top 20 now racing in the world. But there are a bunch of young, talented kids that I think should be taking this Nico Hülkenberg, Kevin Magnussen, Lance Stroll, Ricardo.
Oh, his seat's over. He's done. Daniel.
Yeah. And I thought Logan did well this week until he didn't. Jeez Louise.
You talk about breaking your heart. He
was in 12th. I thought maybe he's going to go for points.
He ends up going backwards on the track. It's too bad.
Well, this year, the first year without any driver changes. And I think next year you're going to see potentially crazy. Bottas, all of Alpine, all of Red Bull, Honda,
Zhou,
Williams. I mean, there's going to be changes everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then what that looks like, who knows?
Man.
So all I know is you give Max Verstappen a car that works, and he's probably going to win the race.
That's right.
And Sergio seems like he's got his confidence back in qualifying.
That's great.
And he looks great. That maneuver, got past Lewis Hamilton, that was brilliant.
Yeah, he looks amazing.
It was fun to watch for my guy that I'm rooting for, who doesn't have a contract next year.
It's hard not to root for him. He's a good guy.
Yeah, and Carlos Sainz. Because I felt so bad for him, the situation that he was put in, but he's just handled it as beautifully as you can. I mean, how do you write a script with the appendectomy and the whole? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I love Piastri's demeanor. He's just so calm.
He reminds me of Max.
Yeah.
I mean, but more mature at a younger age.
And in a slower car.
In a slower car, but he's still in the mix, right? So you got the Max, Sergio, then your guy, then Carlos, then Lando, and then Oscar, and then George, Fernando, and then Lewis, and Lance is in the 10th place. But there's a pretty big jump when you go from 10 to 8.
Yeah.
Because like I said, Oliver Bearman's still right there.
Yeah, for a while, Ferrari had three drivers in like the top 5 or top 8.
Right.
That's pretty fun.
So they get the points, the team construction, or the constructors' points. Anyway, it was a good race. Then we're off for a couple of weeks, right?
Yep. I got my calendar Kyle gave me. It's sitting right by my favorite seat in the house. And I just look at it and like looking at the shape
of the track.
There
are more races this year than they've ever had.
Yeah.
But it seems like at the front end, we've got these couple of weeks where I hate the fact that it's – because I get back into it so much that then I got to wait 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's the hardest thing about that sport is the inconsistency of it, but it's global. It takes so much work.
Oh, just you've seen what it looks just to ship all that stuff from point A to point B. So there you have it. It was a good race, fun race, and very happy for Yuki Tsunoda because he got in the points in front of his home crowd.
I think he's better than people realize.
On the track. I think he is. He's always been labeled a fast driver. He's just immature and makes dumb mistakes. But I think that he has constantly, just from opening day to now, outdriven Daniel Ricciardo. I mean, it's not even close.
His seat is probably safe, and Dan, he'll have a new partner next. It'll be Liam Lawson probably in a couple weeks.
I would think that would be next in line. What do they do? But Honda's leaving, and that's the interesting thing with Red Bull, and clearly there's this huge tie to Japan and Yuki's fan base, and they got another Japanese driver in their stable. I don't know how that changes when Honda goes away.
Yeah, I don't know. He's able to get into the top 10, 11, 12 in a janky car. I think that's about as good as you could expect for a guy.
Yeah, he's sitting right up there, next to Aston Martin.
Yeah. I mean, unless there's some obvious, superstar that brings you the dollars and the 11th place, then you make a move. But if you just want consistent results, he's pretty well in the hunt every time.
All right, we're going to take one last break. I sent you the link. Did you see the full-scale Lego Mercedes was in Japan?
Oh, no.
I just sent you the link.
I heard about it. I hadn't seen it with my eyes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Unbelievable. We'll talk about that preview the rest of the week on the other side of the break. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 74. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 51. For Tuesdays, partly sunny, high of 68. Wednesday, 40% chance of showers, partly sunny, and a high near 68 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 53 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:51.
We all want our young athletes to have a competitive advantage. If you think buying the newest, most expensive baseball bat or glove is going to give your kid the competitive edge, it's not. At Decatur Orthopedic Center, we know what matters is being an athlete, being faster, being stronger, and more explosive. If you are looking for the edge that's going to give your athlete their peak performance, look at the Athletic Performance Program at Decatur Orthopedic Center. Visit DecaturOrthopedicCenter.com or call 217-864-2665 for more information.
This week on Tuesdays with Tom, the podcast where real estate meets community, Tom and special guest Natalie Beck from the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation delve into the foundation's recent name change. Discover what this change means, learn about the foundation's impactful work in the community, and get a sneak peek at what's to come. Whether you're familiar with the foundation or new to their mission, this episode is sure to inspire. Don't miss out. Head to nowdecatur.com/podcasts to listen now, or find Tuesdays with Tom wherever you download your podcasts.
Finally, a place in Decatur to catch every big game and root on all your favorite teams in a welcoming family atmosphere. Hot Shots in downtown Decatur is the place to be. Enjoy happy hour every day, Monday through Friday from 3 until 6, and get the big three, the MVP burger, a 9-inch pizza, or 6 boneless wings for only $4 each. Also, ask about their Beer of the Month specials. Located downtown at 237 North Main, open daily for lunch at 11 a.m. and staying open to be your late night spot until 2 a.m. Hot Shots, the place for sports.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
When there's nothing but a slow, glowing dream that your fear.
We're back here on a Monday. What did they say? 190,000 Lego pieces to build that life-size Mercedes.
So expensive. So expensive. It's awesome. I built the smaller Patronas. I haven't built the new one yet. The not smaller.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger one. It's like $200.
Yeah. I don't know what that one costs, but it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, this is great.
Even the Lego stand it's on, right? Mm-hmm. The whole thing and the steering wheel and everything else.
On their X page, you can click on their profile and they have close-ups, including the little rivet gun to put the the tires on.
A whole nine yard.
Very cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty sweet. I didn't see it like day of racing because I just watched the actual race. I didn't see any of the lead up to that.
Same.
So I thought that was great.
Main comment, is it faster than the W15?
I was saying, Lewis might be better off driving that. All right. The Dodgers controversy with their fans, sticking with sports and just messaging and how people screw things up. You've heard this story, right?
Which one specifically?
The people who caught the Ohtani run ball, course. Right?
Oh gosh, that's bad.
And when you look at what they did, and this is why, as an organization, doesn't matter whether you're in sports, whatever it is, you gotta beware of your clipboard people.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I saw the initial report, but no follow-up other than the couple claiming they were split up and kind of hurried into making a deal for that historic ball.
Okay, so this is the first home run as a Dodger.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a husband and wife who got the ball, right?
Yep.
That is as old a story as there is baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever gets that ball owns that ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can bribe them. You can try to pay it back. You can maybe work a deal to exchange even something, you know. But the price of these things has increased so much, and people's ability to use eBay or, you know, not everybody could go to Sotheby's and like auction stuff off. So the whole dynamic has changed.
Right.
Now, the value to the player, I understand that. They want it for themselves.
Was this on behalf of Ohtani?
Well, on behalf of the Dodgers, you know.
Okay.
So they go in and they threaten. They tell them they won't authenticate it. They won't. I mean, they just treated them ridiculous, like they committed a crime.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They tried to strong arm them into giving back something that could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more.
Right.
Right?
Exactly right.
When the rules are, you catch it, you keep it.
Right.
Unless you willingly decide to make a negotiation. Now, I think over the years, fans have been ridiculous with their demands. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
But they could be ridiculous if the ballpark's going, no, it's yours, but we choose not to honor your ridiculous request. Right. But there's no pressure that it's not theirs.
Exactly right.
This whole thing just seems so weird.
Yeah,
and
they like it.
They offered him like a couple of autograph things. I mean, it wasn't anywhere near what the potential value for this ball would be.
No.
And then you separate them and like, I mean, are they under, I mean, what are you doing? Are they under arrest? How do you separate two people?
I don't know. I would be like, I'm not leaving. We're here together.
What and then you if you about? Leave with the ball, we're not authenticating it.
Fine. Although there is precedence that I think somebody caught Pujols, maybe mm-hmm. one of them, and tried to video it and everything, and it had troubles getting authenticated.
Right.
Because once you leave, there's no...
Yeah, yeah.
You switch it for something else.
So the Dodgers have apologized, and now they're going to get to meet Ohtani and get all kinds of stuff and have something commensurate to what the value is of the baseball, because they realize what they look like in the media. But who do you have in charge of your clipboards?
Man, that was a bad, bad look. And it almost seems like that's what they intended to do, the way that it's put out, that they separate them. Here's what we would say. It doesn't feel like on the fly, like, hey, we're not sure what to do here.
No, they had some sort of system on steroids.
Yeah.
You know, that literally was anything but friendly to their fans.
No, that's bad. That was bad.
Now, over the years, I'll state once again, I think sometimes the fans get way too greedy with this stuff, right? I mean, you want to keep it and auction it off, but some of the demands they've made have just been, you know, okay, keep it.
Yeah, the Spawn creator and Spider-Man artist Todd McFarlane spent millions on all those home run balls between Sosa and Maguire and took them on tour, but it cost him millions of dollars.
Yeah, what are they worth today? But that was his choice to invest that kind of money. And he had that Spider-Man money. So it was okay. But I'm glad the Dodgers made it right. But here's a lesson in just customer service, man.
Yeah, man, that sucks. And you're probably a Dodgers fan and you're probably an Ohtani fan. And now it's just sour as can be.
Well, they're okay. I think that they made it right.
Good.
Good for them, but man, it shouldn't take all that to do the right thing by your fans. All right, that's it for us. We will see you tomorrow. The show is available by podcast, driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group, all at nauticator.com. Thanks again to Natalie and the crew for the unbelievable Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. That's what she said. Presented by Hickory Point Bank. Had a wonderful evening Saturday night. What a great home run. And we didn't feel robbed at the end, unlike the Dodgers. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't look at the eclipse.
WSOY Decatur and W277DB Decatur. WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Macon County is just getting a partial solar eclipse this afternoon, but the total eclipse will be visible over 128 miles throughout southern and southeastern Illinois. The phenomenon is expected to bring up to 200,000 visitors to the prime viewing path. There was a solar eclipse in 2017, but the path of that one was 62 to 71 miles wide. NASA says this one will be from 108 to 122 miles wide. The U.S. won't see another total solar eclipse until 2044.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.